Yeah, you certainly are. We'll get to Kenny Sutcliffe in just a moment, but you can tell we're edging closer to the summer of cricket because the Big Bash teams are putting together their rosters. The alarm bells are ringing in the UK because the Poms are struggling ahead of the Ashes, and Australian coach Justin Langer has effectively been sidelined from his day-to-day duties. Never a dull moment in cricket, and joining us on the line to talk some sport is the former Test captain, Mark Taylor. G'day, Tubby.
G'day, Mark. How are you, mate?
Mate, really, really well. I know you're looking forward to some finals footy before we get into the summer of cricket. But, mate, I've got to ask you about the big story today centering on Justin Langer. It seems we've been talking about him over the last month or so with a report suggesting he'll have less involvement in the day-to-day running of the Test team. Does that surprise you, mate?
Well, it does. If that happens, that does surprise me quite a lot, to be totally honest. You know, when you employ a coach, which, you know, is the way of 21st century sport these days, the coach has become a very important person and probably has now for the last 25, 30 years in cricket. So if that is the case, I'm very surprised because that's his number one role. I think most of us in this country still see our Test team as our number one cricketing team anyway, the team that we follow the closest. So, I don't know how much validity is in that report, but I would suspect that would be the main part of Justin Langer's job is to make sure that we win the Ashes this summer.
Exactly right. Speaking of the Ashes, the England team's in a spot of bother. You'd be tipping a 5-0 win for Australia at this stage, wouldn't you, Tubby?
Well, yes and no. England are behind India, but they played very well last Test match, England, to beat India. So they have shown in this series that they are more than competitive against India. A little bit like Australia, though, that their batting is their concern. They still rely very heavily on Joe Root. It's interesting that Joe Root, his first Test match for this series, he hasn't made 100, and England can't get the job done, even though they knocked over India for 190 on day one. So they still rely very heavily on one or two batsmen, which is, you know, in a way is a bit like Australia. So if you can keep someone like a Joe Root quiet, it goes a long way to winning a series.
Exactly right. Hey, Tubby, before you go, you'll be there on Sunday, the Sports Sunday crew, headed up by Roz Kelly. What can we look forward to? 10 a.m. on Sunday.
Yeah, we've got Lane Beachley and Fitzy joining me on the panel. As you say, Roz Kelly's looking after us. We've got Yelena Dokic talking tennis. Obviously, the US Open at the moment. We'll have a wrap of the women's final and a preview of the men's final, which will be on later that day on Sunday. We've got Brad Blanks from the US and Warren Treadray talking AFL and Stirling. Peter Stirling will be talking rugby league and, from his point of view, hopefully talking about a Parramatta win, I dare say. So that's on at 10 o'clock, as you say, on Sunday.
Jeez, mate, what happened to your Dragons this year, Mark? Boy, oh boy.
Oh, the last 2 months, absolutely terrible. Said, we want to give barbecues away, I reckon. They certainly haven't worked for us.
Oh, you're a funny man. Good on you, mate. We'll see you on telly on Sunday morning.
Thanks, Mark.
There he is, the former Test captain, Mark Taylor. He's a good man, one of the greats, and he'll be there on Sports Sunday, 10 a.m. after weekend today on Sunday.